Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something super important, building resilience through adversity. Ever felt like you're constantly getting knocked down? Like life's throwing curveballs your way faster than a baseball game at Wrigley Field? You know that feeling when things just seem stacked against you, and you're not sure if you can keep going? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Adversity is a part of life. It's inevitable. It's like that annoying fly buzzing around your head. You can swat at it all day, but sometimes the best thing to do is just let it land on the ceiling and hope it goes away on its own. But with adversity, we don't want to just hope it goes away. We want to learn how to deal with it, bounce back from it, and actually come out stronger on the other side. So, how do we build that resilience? It's not about being superhuman or pretending like everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's about developing a mindset, a toolkit of strategies that help us navigate the storms and come out shining. Here are five key takeaways to remember. 1. Embrace discomfort. This one's a biggie. Resilience isn't built in comfort zones, folks. It's forged in the fire of discomfort. When you push yourself outside your boundaries, when you step up to challenges that seem daunting, that's where the real growth happens. Think about it like this. Would you rather be a perfectly sculpted statue, untouched and unmoved, or a dynamic piece of art constantly evolving and adapting? Discomfort is the sculptor's chisel, shaping us into something stronger, more resilient. 2. Reframe your perspective. You know that saying, look on the bright side? It sounds cheesy, but there's real power in reframing your perspective. When things get tough, instead of dwelling on the negatives, try to find the silver lining. Maybe that failed project taught you a valuable lesson. Perhaps that setback opened up a new opportunity you wouldn't have seen before. It's about consciously choosing to see the potential for growth and learning even in difficult situations. 3. Cultivate self-compassion. This is where things get personal, folks. When life throws punches, it's easy to beat ourselves up. But remember, you're human. We all make mistakes. We all stumble sometimes. The key is to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles, forgive yourself for setbacks, and focus on moving forward with compassion and grace. 4. Build your support system. You're not in this alone. Lean on the people who care about you, friends, family, mentors, even that awesome barista at your local coffee shop. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load, provide a fresh perspective, and remind you that you have a tribe of people rooting for your success. 5. Celebrate small wins. This is crucial. Resilience isn't about conquering every challenge with flying colors. It's about showing up day after day, making progress even when it feels small, and celebrating those victories along the way. Every step forward, every hurdle overcome, deserves to be acknowledged. So keep track of your wins, big or small, and remember to pat yourself on the back for your hard work. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to learn a new language. It's tough at first. All those confusing grammar rules, unfamiliar vocabulary, and stumbles in conversation. You might feel frustrated, even tempted to give up. But then, you remember that every time you successfully order coffee in the local cafe, or understand a snippet of conversation on TV, you're making progress. Those small wins fuel your motivation and keep you going, until eventually, you're fluent. That's resilience. It's about celebrating those small victories that add up to something big over time. So remember, building resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about developing the tools and mindset to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs. Embrace discomfort, reframe your perspective, practice self-compassion, build your support system, and celebrate those small wins. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little boost of resilience today. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep pushing forward, my friends. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.